Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 327, I Have Not Been Present. And that's just to let you know I'm not perfect. Shocking as that may sound, but just to kind of reiterate the vibe as of late, it's just a tough time of year. And I kind of had to go, look, this is where you are, and this is the best you're doing, and you're aware, but I could completely tell the difference from, let's say, a few weeks ago to now, you know. And actually, as I'm recording the introduction here, I'm feeling fabulous. But this was just, you know, like I said, you got to stop. You got to just pause, reflect, check yourself out. It's not always the most rewarding feeling. Checking your inventory, checking yourself, checking your pulse, checking your heart rate. Doing those things, but it's still good to do that pump. Those breaks. I mentioned this, I don't know which episode, but I'd gone to the beach, and two times in a row, I kind of got rained out. Now, I personally, if I was alone, would have stayed a little bit longer, but I was looking at Zen, and he was just kind of sitting there, and, you know, we play, I do my thing, and then it's kind of like, what now? But it just kind of kept, you know, drizzling, and it wasn't letting up, and I'm like, you know, because Zen, I should leave. So it's like, allowing that other thing to be important is what can maintain or help maintain my balance in times like this. Because maybe I'm out at the beach and I'm just a little frustrated with life. So I got to go to the beach and I got to get my reward there and I got to be fulfilled. So I got to stay longer. And now you're, you know, again, I keep telling this to everybody, moment to moment, are you making choices that make you a better you? Because both times I left, I knew I was leaving because of Zen. And I was 100% okay with it. Yay, you wanted to stay, fantastic. You get to come again. Be thankful. You know, I got to that right away. But it's, you know, it's just being honest with yourself. You're wonderfully flawed. You're not going to be perfect. You're a unique snowflake. And we just have to accept when there are certain, you know, external variables, i.e. the time of year, we're just going to, you know, we're going to be shook a little bit. We're not going to have that sound, structured stability that we're used to. But now you have to, like, not judge that and move on. So that's where I was like, okay, I'm going to turn this into a little bit of a positive. You know, instead of feeling like 8.3, I feel like a 7.3. One, it's like, okay, 7.1, be thankful you're a 7.1 and let's move forward. So that's kind of what I'm talking about, what I'm sharing, and I hope y'all are navigating this time of year, holidays, money, friends, family, traveling, packing, all that stuff. But just try to remember that moment to moment, are you making choices that make you better? Because no one wants a 6 out of 10 of you, and everybody wants an 8 out of 10 of you. Enjoy. I have not been present. Kind of sounds like a confessional, Tom, rather than an episode title. And there's kind of like a funk going on, and I wasn't really sure what to record, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to share, and I definitely didn't know what to entitle it. But I gotta put something down. You know what I'm saying? So, phase one, I realized I wasn't present. Phase two, it's like, what does that mean, Tom? Well, the present of being present is the joy, the peace, the contentment, the gratitude that is all available when you're being present in the moment. When you're not present, you miss that moment. There's times when I'll get done doing something or walking Zen or something, and I'm like, I was totally in my head. Like, I can kind of ignore Zen. He's so good. He, you know, we just walk, no leash, you know. And I don't really have to pay attention to it, which isn't, like, the best thing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but I'll just catch myself because I'll be just so entwined in some sort of conversation, some sort of movie, some sort of chatter. And there's a quote I recently posted, that life is like a river. The flow that passes shall never pass twice. Just like the moments in our lives. And see, and that's kind of the thing, is I'm getting that. Like, I haven't been able to slow down time, but when you're present in the moment, there's a sense of that. There's a sense of being in control, moving forward slowly at a pace that's comfortable. And, you know, taking away from that moment is allowing something from the past or something from the future to come in, or just a funk. So I'm going to share with you the story when I actually got this quote. But this is kind of the thing. It's like, this is what I want. And I loved it because it was just point blank. Here it is. I'm like, exactly. And it's funny, it's up on the top. It says, read this slowly. The universe responds to your frequency. And I was like, yep. It doesn't recognize your personal desires, your wants, or needs. It only understands the frequency in which you are vibrating at. For example, if you are vibrating in the frequency of fear, guilt, or shame, you are going to attract things of a similar vibration. And I was like, oh, I can think of just example after example where I've experienced this and recognized this and thus want to avoid it. If you are vibrating in the frequency of love, joy, and abundance, you are going to attract things that support that frequency. It's kind of like tuning into a radio station. You have to be tuning into the music you want to listen to, just like you have to be tuned into the energy you want to manifest into your life. Change your mindset, it will change your life. And it's so apparent. Like, it's just, I believe it, I believe it, and I believe it in my heart. You know, because when I'm around people that are, you know, full of negativity and the victim thing, I'm like, oh my God, that's what they're trying. And I run away because I don't want to be around that. I want to be around positivity, you know, light, support, love, goodness, wholeness, purity. You know what I mean? And you just get how that really, really works, like literally. So your thoughts become, you know, I've said this quote a billion times, I might mess it up, but your thoughts become, you know, your words, and your words become actions, and actions become character, and, you know, it's all these things just get built in. So if you wake up in a funk, it's like, okay, you feel that, got it, it's real, but it's temporary. Don't buy it, lock it up, own it, and just go, all right, I'm going to dwell here. No. So I hit a point where I'm aware that I'm not present because things are taking me away. And why am I being taken away? And then I'm looking at the things and I'm like, that doesn't matter. What's wrong with you? So now I'm starting to maybe be a little critical, maybe be a little judgmental, which I think kind of rocks the boat, which makes you susceptible to more stuff. You know, it's like misery loves company. And that whole thing kind of starts happening. And then I was just like, wow, this is... And so here's what I wrote down. When you hit that funk, number one, just be aware, going, okay, I feel that. I've felt that before. I haven't felt it in a while, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. But okay, there's something. And then number two, just try to understand it. And there's, again, a quote I put out, and I just loved it. It said, feel your shit, understand your shit, but don't lose your shit. And I was like, that's so poetic, you know, because it's like, we're, you know, when I'm talking to clients, you know, a lot of online clients, and we're like, you know, they're on that path of self-discovery, and they notice something about themselves, like, you know what I'm struggling with? I know it. And I'm like, okay, but stay in that positive vista. Wow, look what I'm noticing. I found a squeaky wheel. Why am I noticing? Because I'm on that path of self-improvement. I want to discover all the squeaky wheels so I can quiet them, so I can fix them, so I can hopefully make them better, so I can run better. Therefore, I can be a better version of myself. So it's not, oh, I want to get to the point where I'm not that way, or I'm going to get to a point where I'm perfect. I'm going to get to a point where those things that used to cause me struggle and anguish and challenge me don't anymore. It's like, well, that's that's really not going to happen. You know, those things are going to stay there constant, that are going to push your buttons and trigger those things. It's how you respond. So as you grow, stop, reflect, take inventory, become a better version of you, now you start choosing how to respond. So that's the thing. So, okay, I'm in a funk. Well, it's probably that time of year. And I was like, okay, that time of year, but I was like, I'm not really sure, like, why, you know, it's, you know, I'm not, and that was just kind of it. Like, I was like, okay, don't get all you have to know and be able to write it down. Just, okay, understand or be aware, I'm in a funk. Two, it's probably that time of year, and I'm not really sure what the thing is about this time of year, this year, but that's probably what you're feeling. And then just move forward. Be accepting of that. Like, I'm going to operate instead of a, you know, feeling like a peaceful, content 8, I'm going to walk around like a 7.4. That's fine. It's way better than a 5 or a 6. I used to be a 5 and a 6. I used to feel that way. Had no idea I could stop thoughts, therefore change my attitude and my emotions and attract things that are better. Didn't know that. So it's that thing where it becomes a good thing, because you're more accepting and understanding. And when you're accepting and understanding, it's like a piece fits, and therefore you can move forward more easily. So this is a little bit a fine line for me, because what I just said, you know, with that quote, you put out and then you attract that. So it's like, well, if I get on a podcast and I'm like, you know, I'm afraid of this, I'm still afraid of this, I'm still without this, I'm still struggling with this, you know, this is always my, it's like I'm putting it on blast. I'm you know, I'm recording it. You know, it's out there forever. Hey, Tom listed all his worries and fears. He recorded it. It's there. You know, it's out in the cloud forever. But I always say, you know, good, wonderful pro you people have bad days, have bad weeks, months, and they need to share and get stuff out. And it doesn't mean they're complaining or they're whining or they're being a victim or they're, you know, trying to have that self-propelling thing unknowingly happen by just, you know, constantly, is it flaming the fire? But this is what kind of happened. So I became aware, going, okay, I can just tell, like, there's just a little, like, an edge of something. And again, not sure what it was specifically, but I'm like, you know, it's the middle of December. It's, you know, past Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming, it's slower, clients are going out of town, there's less money, you know, you're not talking to your family, you're not gathering with people, you know, you're not doing a whole lot, but, you know, just all these things are going, well, look, it's if I was talking to a client, would be, I'm like, dude, you should be feeling exactly how you feel. And when I am talking to your clients, that's how easy it is for me to see those things. So number one was, there was an initial funk. And I could just feel it. And it wasn't going away. And it wasn't really letting up. And it was, you know, kind of like at a level where I was like, this is not, there's, you know, contentment and peace wasn't just easily had. And I knew the dentist was coming up. So that appointment was on a Thursday. And that Monday I felt it. Like, like, oh, and I don't, you know, just, it was like another grinding kind of gear, just in the back, just, oh, that one thing. So now I was a little agitated, a little irritated. I was like, okay, that funk is that thing. And I'm like, well, maybe it's the dentist. And I'm like, I don't have to figure it out. But as it just got, I was just, oh, I just hated that morning. Like I had to go up an hour earlier to train a client, and it's been raining in the morning, so it's, I typically bring Zen, and it becomes kind of a struggle when it's raining because you just want to be in the rain, and I don't want to leave him at home, and if it's raining then traffic's worse, and I got to kind of rush, and it's all this before I got to drop Zen off before I go to the dent. And it was just this brrr, like just this rumbling, and especially like, you know, Wednesday. Like, and I was just like, I could just feel it. I'm like, is this all the dentist? It was like, don't figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. You do not need those answers. So I was just trying to kind of just, you know, go through, push through. So I get to the dentist, and I get in like the quickest I've ever got in. And as I'm sitting there, now I'm in the actual chair just waiting. I was going to just pull up my phone in the waiting room. So I got into the dentist chair and I was waiting a couple minutes, and I pulled up a quote. And it was the quote I just read. And it was like this. Okay, here I am, you know, in the worst place for me where I feel like the worst. And it's like, okay, what do you want to put out in the universe? What's your, you know, the thing you want to put out that you attract? And I'm like, I've been in a funk. I've been stressed. This whole dentist. And I'm like, I just know I got to be, it could be worse. It could be worse. It could be worse. So the dentist comes in, and this is like the specialist that I do this deep cleaning with every 3 months. And I just had this question. I said, real quick before we start, I go, how long do I have to keep doing this? Like rest of my life? And she goes, yep. I have to go every 3 months to the dentist for the rest of my life. And I was like, I hate going to the dentist. And it's like, I don't know why, but this one was bothering me. And, you know, here I was in the dentist chair, and I got in super quick, and I read that quote, and I'm like, okay, but it just felt a little bit more uncomfortable. It hurt a little bit more. And I don't, it seems like it lasts a long time, but it's maybe, I want to say it's under, it's between 5 and 10 minutes, probably. Can't be 5 minutes. Got to be a little bit more than that. But it doesn't let, but it's pretty intense. And I get done, and all of a sudden I was in my car, and it was 10 o'clock. My appointment was at 9:15. And I was like, I got in last time at 10 o'clock and didn't even leave till like, you know, 10:30. And I was like, this is just, and then it was like, okay, here's the good. Feel it. Embrace it. You know, I was like, why won't this, it just didn't like seep in. Because I was, as I was driving, I was like, wow, it's 10 o'clock and I'm just leaving. And I was like, I feel like my teeth all just got beat up. Like, it wasn't like pain. It was just that my teeth, and I was just like I said, that, like, why was that more intense than I remember it? So it was the good and the bad, the yin and the yang. And it was just, well, what do you want to think about? What do you, just constantly. You're going to be here. You're going to be here. What energy are you going to put out? But if you're feeling that way and it's that thing, maybe it's. And then I felt one tooth kind of twinge a little bit when she was cleaning. And I can't remember what it was, but I got home and I rarely eat or drink anything cold. And I did, and I felt that tooth. And there it was, all of a sudden just, okay, you probably need another root canal, which is the worst fear in the world. Had to, first one went horrible, so the second one I said I had to go under. Horrible situation, fell out of the wheelchair, broke my nose. I just have bad experiences and fears with anything to do with that level of surgery, root canal stuff. So there was just like this pendulum where I was like, okay, you got to think positive, you got to feel good, you got to be thankful. It could be worse to like, wow, what if that's a root canal? And I would just like, when I was chewing something, like, do you feel it? Does that feel like the old root canal? Is it just in your tooth? Are you feeling it? That it's like, wow, just the money, just, so there was just this hovering battle, and it was tiring me out, and I was aware of that. I was aware it was happening, and I was aware that I was tired. And then here's another trigger. I'm, you know, eyes open, looking, for a new client. And not thinking at all that of the X amount I have, I would lose one. Because they're all solid. They're all great. I love them all. And one contacts me and says she's stopping, probably a break, we'll be back. But, and I was like, and it was the same thing. It just hit me like in a way that it was like, wow, you can't get a client. You can't even keep your client. You're never, and it was that whole thing. Just this spiral. And what added to it was, you know, I live in California. Thank God for the rain. We need the rain all the time. But I was at the beach the last two times, and I left because it was rainy. You know, it wasn't stopping, it wasn't letting up. I don't normally do that. Like, I'll go, and I'm like, okay, if it missed a little bit, it's probably going to let up or whatever. It's going to warm up. And so both days were shortened, so I was kind of like, that doesn't really happen where I'm like, I want to stay longer and I have to leave. But it was, you know, probably good balance-wise that Zen was there. So I understood that, going, well, if I just stayed here for three more hours, I don't know that that would benefit me even if Zen wasn't here. Then I wouldn't be there if Zen wasn't there. So I was like, okay. So I was trying, again, fighting for that positive thing. But it was like 4 or 5 days later, and, you know, rain was coming on the weekend, and I wasn't going to the beach. And this was after the dentist, and it was after the, you know, found out the client that was, you know, probably going to leave. And I was just like, I just felt like the, it growing, like the funk. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm, you know, aware of it. I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to pick my thoughts, this and that. And that's when I kind of realized like how important the beach was. Like, I like to go there. It's great for Zen. It's just, it's beautiful. It's, I mean, for every billion reasons you could think of. But it was just, that's part of my balance. Like, it kind of fills my cup on one side, you know, tips the meter one way. So when I have extra time, or there's doubt, or there's fear, or there's alone time, whatever it is, it's like, well, but when I don't have that, and it's this time of year, and I'm going to the dentist, or went to the dentist, and I find out the news, I'm going to be doing that the rest of my life, and I find out a client is taking a break, and it's, you know, it's just, I go, you just have to be okay with all of that disruption, with all of that rippling in the Zen pond, with all of that canoe shaking, and you grabbing the edges of the canoe, admitting that you don't feel steady and you're not present. And I was talking to a client, and the same thing, lives out east, and got into taking these walks, and then started, you know, enjoying the journey. And one day he took his earphones off, and he's like, I'm not going to listen to music. And he's having these epiphanies, and, you know, just these really, really pro you nature walks, rain and snowing, not going too cold, woods are full of snow, can't walk, not plowed, you know, gets slushy and messy, you can't walk through that stuff, and locked up in the house. And so we were kind of bonding over, like, okay, this time of year, here's something, and, you know, money, and, you know, not being able to go to nature. You know, that's become part of his path and part of my path. And then you're going, look, I love it for all these kind of reasons. Oh, I get to do art, and I get to play with my dog, but there's just part of, like, my soul that needs it. And when that's away, it's like, man, the littlest thing. Hey, this client might leave. Oh, great. This thing might happen. Oh, great. And I got a email for a bill on my phone. It was like $20 extra phone usage. And I'm like, what's that about now? And then I was like, come. I was like, dude, you got to chill. And it was like a little bit later. And I thought, as I saw the email again, it's like, look, just call them. It, you know, things have happened like that before. One time it was a long distance call to the UK or something where they didn't make, and they took it off, and, you know, and you haven't got any, hey, you're close to the using all your data, and you normally get those warnings, so don't worry about it. And worst case scenario, something happened. It's $20, dude. And I was like, all these little things could really kind of rock the canoe. And that's when I was like, okay, there's just all around general problem, because not one thing was like, that's debilitating. It was just that I was realizing that every little pebble thrown into the Zeddon pond was rocking the canoe, and I was grabbing the canoe, and I was getting tired because I was, you know, physically trying to, and I like this metaphor, physically trying to steady my canoe with external effort. And that's why I'm tired, or was tired. You just can't do it like that. You got to stop. You got to pause. You got to go, whoa, big shifter. You got some things going on, and you probably should feel like a six or a seven, not a six. You should probably feel like a seven or something, and don't beat yourself up and take some breaths. And you got to go like reverse now. You got to really, really, really try to stop. Really try to pause. Really try to get a hold of it being okay that you're not okay. So this is kind of like the notes I was taking down. And it's I like it in a sense because it's getting consistent in a way where I'm recognizing what happens more clearly. Again, you're on that path of self-discovery. You're not finding out all the wonderful things that have been hidden about you. So I wrote down what creeps in. So it's not the initial funk, maybe not the second, but by the third or fourth little trigger, here are the four things. Four things that happened, but initially what I kind of start feeling is like, why can't you get a new client? Like, that's a statement of who you are or what you're putting out. It's kind of like a big, deep, ugh. Number two, what if you run out of money? Like, I remember, like, not having savings forever and having credit card debt and never having that thought. But again, I was, you know, always, you know, making money and working and, you know, run, go, and just never thought about that. But now I'm, you know, not working a ton, not making, you know, what I exactly need to cover my monthly overhead. So I'm dipping into my savings, which I have. Thank God. It's wonderful. It all worked out. It's perfect. Yay. But number two is like, what if you run out? Like, you spent this much last summer because of Zen and the dentist. Now you've gone in this far in 2019. And I'm like, that voice comes in. And then this is where it's like these are the three. And then the third and final one is, my dad's only advice was get a job and save for retirement. That was literally, if it ever came down to saying anything about something like that, that was kind of it. That was his tagline. And it's all he really believed in. And you could tell because it never changed over the years. And it was really the one thing I was just never going to do. It wasn't a conscious, I'm going to 180. I'm going to do that polar, you know, exactly the opposite. It wasn't just get some yucky job as soon as I can and just stay there forever and just save whatever money I make until I retire. But then I seen him retire and just be more angry and more unhappy. And I'm like, dude, you didn't like a lot of your life. Like, you know, you're saying do A, but you did A. And there's nothing about that I want. Like when I went and sold insurance, I worked there for 2 years and I did really well. But I looked around and there's that great quote, you know, who you're hanging with. You're going to collectively become like that, you know, gather good people around you. And I was like looking at the number, you know, the top people selling insurance, making the most money, been there the longest, most successful, and they were overweight, balding, smoking cigarettes, divorced, or cheating on their wives. Literally the top 5 to 10. And I'm like, I don't want to be like none of you. So there were just things that I just did not want to do. I'm not, that was confusing because it's like, okay, I'm going to avoid those things. I'm not really sure what I want to do. I'm going to pursue feeling better. I'm going to pursue finding a better me. And I know what I don't want to do. And I'm going to keep cutting those things out that I don't want to do. But what do you want to do? Like, well, I don't know. And I guess if I had to add a fourth one, that would be the thing. Like at 30 something, 40 something, 50 something, there's always this, dude, you might have to get a job. What are you going to do for a job? And I'm like, it's the craziest thing. But when that comes, it's again, it's just this total fear thing. Like, dude, what if you have? And I'm like, oh my God. So, and this was one little kicker. Like I a while back started making some smaller things because I didn't have the room, and I'm like, I'm going to just start selling some things. And I sold some things, but it wasn't like, okay, this is starting to happen. I can feel it. It's a groove. And some of the things I just make are just, they're just too, not they're not huge, but just with shipping, it just costs too much. So that kind of fizzled out. Well, I had this, you know, couple indications of making a calendar for Zen. And I'm like, okay, here's, you know, I got a bunch of, Zen's got a bunch of followers. This will be a great little thing to do. And I'm like, you know what, my art's the best it's ever been. I'm going to make a calendar. So I got calendars, and they didn't really sell that well. So it was kind of like this, I mean, not bad. It wasn't like a you know, big shot to anything. I mean, I love them. I love, you know, I'm going to keep one of each and, you know, hang them both up. I love them. I'm proud of them both, love them both, stoked I got them, all that. But it was just this like, well, the things that you're putting out aren't selling. People aren't buying what you're selling. And it really kind of hinders my desire to write the book. Because that's been kind of the underlying, well, get to that, get to that, get to that. And I'm like, dude, nothing you're really doing is selling. People aren't, it's like, why would you do the book? I mean, you know, why, you know, there's no one out there looking for your book. And again, that's all the stuff that comes in. So then the next note I wrote down is like, you know, here's the three mental, emotional states of Tom. And I haven't figured out the percentages, but there's three. One is basically what I talked about, that funk. When I'm in that funk, I'm off, the canoe's rocking, it's fear. It's just complete fear, doubt, panic, anxiety, at whatever level. The other emotional state, and this has been new, but I definitely know it's part of my journey now, part of my ProU path, I'm present and peaceful. Like I've never felt that, like I've felt that, and in a way it's, you know, it's taken over. And that's why, again, when I don't feel that, I'm like, okay, 911, warning, warning, danger, danger. And then the third one is there's moments where I'll just feel so good. And I'm like, this all makes sense. I'm being prepared for something. You know, there's a couple stories in the Bible that I've never forgot. One is Moses. Young guy was kind of like this dude that wanted to, you know, kind of do some big things. And he ended up being sent out into the desert to watch over these people. And he kind of took it as like, well, you didn't succeed. You're going out there. And he just became an old man out there. And then that's when he was called into service. Like, dude, I got nothing to offer. I'm an old man now. And he goes, yeah, you're perfect. So I kind of think about that. We never really know what we're going through and what we're being prepared for and what will happen in the future. We're just not. I mean, I couldn't have predicted anything that's happened to me over the last 20, 30 years. I mean, some of the things are so outrageous. Like, how would you have predicted that? And it's like, well, how can you predict the future then? And if you were a 6 out of 10 and stuff was just flying out of the sky, but now you're an 8 out of 10. See, now you, again, you're attracting better things. So there might be some big, beautiful, cool stuff coming to you if you stay there in that place, what you attract. So there are these moments where I'm like, you know, I'm being prepared. Like the things that happen, it's like, yeah, but I think this way, I think this way. I've never thought that way. I'm doing this. I don't do that anymore. Like you're being carved, and it's not fun, not comfortable. Again, completely unfamiliar, but there's moments when you're going, yeah, but that piece of coal goes through that heat and that fire and all of that chaos to become a diamond. And then there's one other story about this dude, Job, who had a lot of stuff, a lot of kids, a lot of money, a lot of land. He lost it all. Everybody died. He got sick, lost his health, lost his money, never lost his faith. Fast forward, he was rewarded twice what he had before. So again, you just don't know in life what you're going through, what's coming. But I believe if you're in your house, locked in a closet, bumming out, complaining, Mr., Mrs., wonderful could knock on the door, the best job in the world could knock on the door, a perfect friend, companion, whatever could knock on your door, and you will not be able to see it because you got your head stuck in misery, covered in yellow. And sometimes, again, I'm stating things that are easily stated and harder to apply. I've been there when I felt like sticking my head deep, deep down into my yellow. But I knew that wasn't going to help me. So again, I've been here 6.5 years and never once prayed for something. I just said, thank you. And that's how I healed. So when I'm stepping back, I'm like, okay, there's definitely a percentage of me that gets into a funk. The canoe starts rocking, and I start thinking of those fears I listed. You know, what if I can't get clients? What if I run out of money? What if my dad's right? And then there's times where I woke up and nothing's in my head. And I'm going through whatever I'm doing, and all of a sudden I'm walking zen, and I'm like realizing, like, I'm not thinking about nothing, and I love this, and I'm in this, like, I don't have my phone, but I'm just looking at Zen, walking him. I'm in this moment, or at the puppet park, or the river, or somewhere. And I'm just in the moment, and I'm like, I'm not thinking about nothing. And I'm like, I love this. It's like a superpower to me. And again, never had that until I was 52-ish, 53-ish. And again, more and more at 54. And the part of me worth, I would say probably 5% of the time. Other 95% are mixed between 1 and 2. But that, like, oh, I'm being prepared, and there's a great thing coming, and I should get ready, and I should stay focused. And that's why I should do all I can to have the positive energy. Have that just gratitude glowing from me, no matter where I am, because that's what I will attract. And I'm going to wind it up here with, this is my Saturday. Thursday was a dentist, Friday, Saturday. So it's kind of like what happens with the funk. So a client had canceled, and I woke up Saturday night, and I was like, I had a day free. And it was not panic. It wasn't that. But it was like, what are you going to do all day? And it was, again, that's where it was at, with that fear almost. Like, it's like anxiety or stress going, you have nothing to do all day. And so I was like, whoa, relax. Like, you know, there's a lot of good with, hey, I'm bored, and you know what I mean? You have a free day. And so I don't know what it was, but I did the first thing. And then that led to the next thing. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go walk Zen, and I'm going to run this errand, and I'm going to buy the things I need to finish some Christmas stuff. And I came back, and I was like, well, let me just do the Christmas stuff. And I did all my Christmas stuff, and I finished it. And I was like, and that's like, you know, not the fun thing to do, and it's kind of busy work. And I'm like, I got that done. And I'm like, you know, I was in this kind of like this role, and I'm like, I didn't work out yesterday because the day got kind of away from me. And I just felt like if I foam rolled it for 30 minutes, that was enough. And I'm like, work out tomorrow. And I wake up Saturday morning going, oh, I don't want to do anything. And next thing you know, I'm doing a workout. But I pull out the tripod and the camera, and, you know, I'm posting fitness videos, and you know, you kind of got to be in a pretty good mood to want to, you know, record yourself and come up with some, you know, cool kind of exercise. Because I do basic things when it's just for me. And also I made like 3 or 4 videos in a row, and I had these ideas, and then the workout went gone, and I was done. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to do this. And it worked out. And I was like, so there was the thought, the very, very first thought, if there was a picture of that versus the reality. Because I don't know, it was like 1 or 2 o'clock. I'm like, dude, this is a great day. Like, I felt great about everything that I got done. I'm like, do you remember your first thought? And I'm like, wow. So see, I have to be okay with that. I'm going to wake up. And again, it's not 911. It's not panic. It's not complete fear. It's just, you have another day to fill. You know, you have a lot of time to think. You have a lot of time to yourself. How are you going to battle that today? And that, again, that's part of depression. You start getting that thought and that weight, and all of a sudden, like I said, there's a part of me going, you're tired. I'm like, yeah, I'm funky all the time. It's like I'm funky all the time, which makes me a little tired, but then I'm trying to fight that. be aware of it, make good choices, and going, okay, this is a lot harder fight because of this time of year, because of the things that I'm going through. And I just had to keep pulling myself out. Even if I didn't feel like great again, I just kind of kept doing it. Next thing you know, I would be in that next moment going, well, you got through that. Well, like this too will pass kind of thing. Just like I said with those, be aware, understand it, move forward. Okay, it's fine. You can be in a funk all day, all week, all month and go to work, make money, do your job, raise your children, whatever you've got going on. But just being aware of it, not beating yourself up, not trying to figure it out and dissect it, that's going to make it easier to do number three, move forward. Because that's what you got to do. This is me. And if you just start skipping over those things, that becomes a technique. That becomes a tool. That becomes a muscle. Pretty soon someone pushes that button, a stressor gets hit. You're like, okay, that's going to make me feel like this. Okay, get over it. Move on. It's got nothing to do with you. And then like me, one day, oh, wow, I haven't always done that. I like that. I think I'm going to keep doing that. So we're a few days before Christmas, and I got one more episode next week where I'll do the year-end reflection. So I do hope that you're navigating this time of year to the best of your ability, being a little selfish, putting you first. Because remember, the people that you're hanging with, that you love, they deserve the best of you, not the stressed out, overwhelmed, full of fear, doubt, thinking about yellow version. They need the version of you that's full of purple. Thankful that they get to be them. Thankful that they get to do what they get to do. And you're okay with the stuff that's, you know, you're wonderfully flawed with. Like me. Because I'm not, you know, jonesing to be, like Thanksgiving was just fantastic because I didn't even think about it like it was Thursday. I just didn't think about because, like, I don't want that food. I don't want to sit around. I don't want to do that day that I typically did for, you know, 48 years. I just don't want to. So it's like, okay, that's cool. So I'm like, okay, so what is it about this? And I'm like, again, that's what I have to let go of. You know, I'm hyper aware, hypersensitive of my body, my thoughts, emotion, right? Taking notes, reflecting. And I have to go, okay, if you don't know, you have to just let that go. It's just because it's this time of year. Let it go. And that's when I'm like, okay, I got something to say now. I'm going to record that podcast. I got an episode. I'm just going to say, yeah, I haven't been present. And I struggled with that. But I tried to become aware, and I'm like, well, what would I say to someone else? And then I tried to apply it, and here are the things I went through. And at the end of it, I mean, I kind of came out going, okay. You know, that was, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks or something that you felt a little funky, and here you are. And when I start thinking about, you know, I got one podcast left. That's the year-end reflection, thinking about this year. It was by far the best summer of probably my life. And that's a fact. I'm in a different place where I enjoy. And again, compared to last summer, it was really tough and challenging. So it wasn't last summer. Yay, it was a great summer. Zen and I were both healthy. You know, we went to the beach a lot. I mean, it was just a fantastic summer. Therefore, I think 2019 was probably the best year of my life. It's like, okay, then you got to feel that more, a little more. Focus on that a little more. Be thankful for that. Have that try. You know, keep that in the loop. And that's what I try to do every day. Just be thankful. Just be thankful. Just be thankful. And then if I'm not being thankful, I'm not in the moment, I'm not being present, I just got to, hey, ding, 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 you're not being present. Get back there. And then be okay with that. That's me. That's my journey. So I put out a thing talking about my philosophy on training. And I said, you know, a lot of people think about personal training, you know, is the physical losing weight, gaining muscle. And I always say my line is, if you let me affect you mentally or emotionally, then together we can affect you physically. I have a lot of people lose weight, gain muscle, and then lose all that they've gained or gained all the weight that they've lost because they weren't cool between the ears. So that's why, again, I have a different approach and why I love doing the online stuff, because it starts out talking to people and figuring out, you know, what moves them. And then, you know, I just love that, because you can talk to anybody anywhere. I mean, to physically be in a room with someone, they have to live local. They have to live by you. And I'm thinking, wow, online clients, I can just talk to anybody anywhere. So if you're interested in that, holler. And I said, you know, and I made that video, it's a busy time of year, and I get that. But maybe it's what you need. You know, hit the ground running in 2020 instead of, you know, December 31st going, you know, tomorrow morning, here are my New Year's resolutions, and hoping that those all come true. You know, deem yourself worthy. Start today. If you want, holler at your boy. I am here for anything. And if you want to share something, you got questions, you want me to chat about something on the podcast, holler, proupodcast@gmail.com. And on social media, there's a ton of ways to get a hold of me. But would love to hear from you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, as always. And I hope the ending of 2019 is full of purple for you. And remember, you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here, as always. Let's begin doing the things that we know that we can, that we're capable of, that we are in control of. If we can sit on the floor and fold our legs, fantastic. If you need to sit somewhere else, fantastic. Glad you're here. Eyes closed, neutral neck, navel tucked into the spine, shoulders over the hips. That's our base. That's our point of origin. Now we'll build on that. We'll connect the mind and the body by focusing our mind on our breath. And focusing your mind and your body, and you're connecting them, you will stay present and you will be locked in this moment. But you might not be perfect at it. So as you draw that inhale in the nose, exhale out the mouth, you're going to slow it down, you're going to elongate it, and that's what you're going to think about. If anything else pops into your mind, just kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations on another successful pro you moment. And I'm always talking about slowing down, stopping and pausing, and it's just not a fun activity. It's not the favorite thing on people's to-do list. Because when you discover you've been holding on to something that doesn't serve you, trying to control something that you can't, it can be a bit humbling. And to let that go, it can be very unfamiliar and very scary. But it's truly finding out these little kinks in our armor, these little cracks, and being okay with it. That I'm going to project I'm perfect, and I'm going to project I don't have any problems, and I'm going to not share what's really going on inside. It doesn't serve anyone, especially you. And I'm trying to be very, well, I'm not trying to be, I just am transparent, talking about all my flaws. Because I have to be able to admit I have those and still love myself. And that's what I'm working on. And that's what I'm feeling good about. So that's what I'm sharing. And that's what I'm hoping you can do. Just realize you got some things you got to work on, and that's fantastic. You're not broke. You're not bad. You're you. Wonderfully courageous, brave, beautiful. You. Peace and God bless.